Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. You can find Genesis Communications Network at GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. You can be in class at RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute, Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N. Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite, covering the United States, Central America, parts of Canada, Europe, and North Africa. And, of course, the Galaxy 19 / Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line, which is live when we are on the air with USA Prepares, 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm frosted, Gwyneth. I mean, I'm really frosted. And I'll tell you what it's about. I was telling Jason just as we were starting the broadcast that yesterday, Bam and Mrs. Finelli came back from feeding the cows, and they noticed that about a half a pickup truck load of trash was dumped on the side of the road.
Oh, no.
Now, we have a dirt road. It's about 1.5 cars wide. So one car, you know, when both cars coming, one will stop, pull off into to put two wheels in the ditch, and the other car will go past, and then both cars will be able to, I'm talking about if they're meeting head on, right? So we have this low water bridge, which is nothing more than a poured pad of concrete with a dip in it. And the idea is that the creek that originates right 50 feet off our fence line pretty much starts at our farm from a spring. Travels about 3/4 mile through our farm, crosses the low water bridge, and goes on to the neighboring farm. Well, the trash was placed on the side of the low water bridge for the neighboring farm. So the first rain we're going to have, there's going to be household trash, maggots, cans, plastic bottles, envelopes, you know, rotting trash and plastic going down the stream. Now, it's easy to pick up right now. So the question is, what would Vinny do? So Bam came home, showed me a picture of it, and I immediately picked up the phone. What would you do, class? What would you do? Do you want to pick up someone else's trash? Or do you want to make them pay? I want them to pay for their carelessness, recklessness, and damage to the environment. So I picked up the phone, I called the sheriff's office, and I said, here's what happened. And I explained what happened. And they said, they'll dispatch it, have a deputy check it out. Our neighbor met up with our son after it happened, and the neighbor saw the deputy's patrol car at the end of our driveway. We have like a pull-in area just before the gate. So you can pull a car in and stop, but then you run into the gate, which is always locked. So the deputy's car was there. The neighbor wanted to know. This is a neighbor right across the road from us, wanted to know exactly what was going on. And they saw the trash too, and the deputy said that he had found some material with the name of a person, you know, like a male kind of indicating who dumped off this trash. And he was going to visit them and make them clean it up. Well, this morning, it had not yet been cleaned up. And I called the dispatcher again, I explained what the situation was, and they said, we didn't realize it was that much trash. So I said, this is a health hazard. So maybe the Bridges and Roads Department needs to come clean us up. Maybe the Board of Health needs to be involved. Maybe the person who dumped it needs to take care of it. But it does sound like that you need to put this guy, or whoever did this, in one of your new cells at the jail. That's what it sounds like to me. And then the rest of the story is, I was talking with the dispatcher, and I said, you need to have some kind of system where people who commit these crimes are identified in the public and shamed. I said, when I lived in Virginia, there was a truck stop, kind of a gas station. It was a small rural area, and people would pay for the, and this is in the 1990s, so, you know, like 30 years ago. People would pay for their gasoline or diesel fuel and write a check. And if the check bounced, what the owner of this gas station slash truck stop did, is had a board, like a bulletin board, right behind the cash register. So when you're working with the cash register person, your eyes naturally gravitate to this bulletin board, and it would have the names of the people who wrote bad checks. And I saw one of my students' names there. And it is so shaming that the people who write bad checks can't stand it. So what they do is they immediately try to cover that check and make it good so they can have their name removed from the list. And I explained that to the dispatcher at the sheriff's office, saying, that's what we need. We need the people's names and their mugshots, their images, their photographs, put up on in the public display for people who commit crimes. Then, of course, the question is, well, are they guilty or not because they haven't been tried yet? Well, we can wait for the trial and then put them up there. We can do that. But it's got to be a quick trial. But what's happening now, class, is people are absolutely positively out of control. Who in their right mind would dump trash right on the side of a concrete pad, knowing that for certain the next rain is going to wash all of that downstream? This is where cows drink. This is where our food supply is. This is a dangerous, dangerous situation. And I can tell you that I know the source of this creek. I know the source of it. It runs right through our farm. It's right along our campground. So it's pristine on our side, but it won't be this afternoon if this is not picked up. I am outraged. I think the perpetrators ought to be arrested and spend the next couple of weeks picking up trash all over the county, and then get a good night's sleep in jail. I'm furious. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's really not good. I think that's kind of an understatement. This kind of ties into when I was speaking with you earlier off the air. What we were going to talk about today. But did you know, I think I sent you an email, this massive crime wave that is currently afflicting New York City, somebody did some research, and this was before the illegal immigrants got there, okay? So probably the situation has not improved. But even before the illegal immigrants got there, New York was having a massive crime problem. And all of this crime was being perpetrated by just 1,000 people. 300 shoplifters and 700 muggers or highway robbers. And they would go and do their theft or robbery, and they'd get caught by the police, they'd get booked, they get given a court date, and they would get immediately released. And then the very next day, or maybe a few hours later, maybe half an hour later, they'd be doing exactly the same thing over again. And every single one of them was homeless. Every single one of them was on drugs. And the vast majority of them had mental health problems. And this is where our society is headed. And I think that the president of El Salvador had the right idea. He rounded them all up and he put them in the who's cow in his corner of the world. And since then, El Salvador is about the most peaceful, beautiful country that you could possibly imagine, because the minority of bad people that are doing bad things to absolutely everybody faced a little few consequences for their actions. And this is it. And it's, like I said, it's probably more than 1,000 people now, because New York has been afflicted with the chaff and the plagues from the whole rest of the world. And the reason why a lot of these people are in New York from the rest of the world is because they're not welcome in their own country for whatever reason. Probably because they're criminals, maybe. But like I said, even before then, going back 20 years, it was the same 1,000 people. And there was somebody who had access to the NYPD criminal database, and they did some research and they found out about it, and they researched the data and they released the data a little while back. This was a few years ago. But this is how it is, Vincent. A small minority of people out there in the universe are ruining it for the rest of us. And what we need to do is we just need to say, listen, mate, this is not happening around here, because I'm not going to let it happen around here. And that's what we need to do. Does that make sense to you?
Of course. And it makes sense to the entire class. Class, let me read. I don't enjoy reading on the air. But let me read this. This is Zero Hedge. This speaks to what Gwyneth is talking about. Quote, treason. Bombshell report reveals Biden has secretly flown in 320,000 illegals into the United States. A Freedom of Information Act lawsuit has revealed that the Biden administration has flown in at least 320,000 immigrants into the United States in an effort to reduce the number of crossings at the southern border, according to Todd Benzman for the Center of Immigration Studies. The program at the center of the Freedom of Information Act litigation is perhaps the most enigmatic and least known of the Biden administration's uses of CBP, one cell phone scheduling app. Even though it's responsible for the almost invisibly importing by air 320,000 aliens with no legal right to enter the United States since it got underway in 2022, wrote Benzman. Goes on to say, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has initially refused to disclose the information about the flights, which use a cell phone app, CBP One, to arrange. Under these legally dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP One app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. I'll continue when we come back. Biden, according to Musk, committed treason.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, class, and we're talking about Joe Biden, who has been accused of treason by Elon Musk. Quoting some more of this article on Zero Hedge, quote, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, had initially refused to disclose the information about the flights, which used a cell phone app, CBP1, to arrange. Under these legally dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP1 app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The parole program allows for two-year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization. Benzman continues. The flights resulted in illegal immigrants being placed in at least 43 American cities from January through December 2023. Under the terms of the release, migrants are able to remain in the U.S. for 2 years without obtaining legal status and, meanwhile, eligible for work authorization. The Biden administration initially refused to disclose which airports undocumented aliens were being flown into, citing law enforcement exception. New information reveals that the government, through bad actors, might pose a safety risk or create new law enforcement opportunities, with CBP lawyers writing that revealing the specific airports would reveal information about the relative number of individuals arriving, thus resources expended at particular airports. Treason indeed. In a response to the CIS report, Elon Musk wrote on X, treason indeed. ushering vast numbers of illegals is why Secretary Mayorkas was impeached by the House, adding, they are importing voters. This is why groups on the left fight so hard to stop voter ID requirements under the absurd guise of protecting the right to vote, end quote. And it goes on and on and on. Elon Musk, this is me speaking, and by the way, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Do your own research, make up your own mind. But treason indeed is the quote from Elon Musk. That's what he's saying about the Biden administration and specifically Joe Biden. This is treason. And this administration, headed by a plagiarist, a serial plagiarist, Joe Biden, who copied other people's work, who stole another guy's wife, is running the show. That's Joe. And there are people who like him. Can you imagine that? There are people who like him. I've said here at USA Prepares, I will not have anything to do with anyone who supports this current regime. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to help them. If they've got a flat tire, I'll say, geez, you got a flat tire. I'll be on my way. That's my position. He and his cronies are destroying the United States of America, and his cohorts in other countries are destroying their countries as well. Gwyneth?
Yeah, this is true. Now, that is including especially Australia. You know, there's something I've noticed, and this is in Victoria, in Melbourne. Just something I've noticed, that when I have a video come on the internet about, you know, house auctions or events that are happening to do with, you know, maybe somebody's neighbor's house got caught on fire or something like that, what I'm seeing, the people occupying these houses are almost never white Aussies anymore. They are from Asia, or they are from the Middle East. They are not white Australians. And my people, white Australians, are the people who built this country, and it's white Australians that are making up the homeless population in this country these days, because the imports are getting given the houses.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is describing the devastation left in the wake of his state's largest wildfire ever. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has scorched more than 1 million acres, destroying almost everything in the northern Texas Panhandle region. Abbott toured the burn zone Tuesday.
These families have truly lost absolutely every tangible thing of value in their lives.
There are feared to be hundreds of thousands of head of cattle lost in the blaze. The governor put out an urgent call for hay. Cattle that did survive, he says, are now starving. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8. This part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects the new regulation will save families in the U.S. over $10 billion annually in total. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't you have God your
take? When you go to the DC
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'll tell you another short story about how out of touch, how out of control, how unreasonable, how sick, and how dangerous this current administration is. So, at the end of World War II, 1945, there were celebrations in the street. There's a photograph taken by Life magazine photographer, and it captured, and this is the iconic photograph of a sailor in uniform kissing a nurse in a uniform. So the sailor's in blue uniform, the nurse is in white, white dress, white stockings, and they're celebrating that the war was over, victory in Japan. VJ, victory in Japan. And there was, from the Department of, There was a person who serves as the undersecretary for health, for operations at the Veterans Administration Health Network sub-agency, and directed the removal of that picture from government facilities. And it's an outrage. And this person alleged that, well, you don't, that was not a consensual kiss. So this is people in the streets. It could be the Navy sailor with his wife or his girlfriend. We don't know that status. But it was like, this is not consensual, and it needs to be removed. So the Department of Veteran Affairs banned the VJ, Victory in Japan Day kiss, at Times Square in New York City. This is, you've seen this. You've seen this photograph. This is the end of World War II. People were celebrating the end of the Japanese assault on the United States and in the Pacific. And it was also the culmination of victory in Europe. And it was a celebration, and rightfully so. And these morons, these sycophants in Washington, D.C. are telling us you can't do that because it's non-consensual. And they don't know if it's consensual or not. They don't know. That is how sick this administration under Joe, the plagiarist, is. This is my views, and I am still entitled to my views, at least as of this morning. It's an outrage. And so this memo was written by Rima Ann Nelson. Look her up. Rima, R-I-M-A. Let me start over. Big R, little I-M-A. Big A, little N-N. Rima Ann Nelson. Look her up and see what a mess she left in her wake in her previous jobs. She's been removed from positions because she's a disaster. This is just one more piece of her serial disasters. Who are these people? It is my position that when you put pedophiles, you put people in positions that are sick, sexually sick, they've got one thing on their mind: sex, sex, sex. They can't seem to think of anything else. Like Jeffrey Epstein, he needed to be serviced, according to reports on the in the media. He needed to be serviced 3 times a day, at least. Got one thing on his mind, and what to do to get that pleasure. That's what he had on his mind, and I think, and many others think, that he was a serial blackmailer working for another country to blackmail people in the highest positions. And I think his ultimate target was the Queen. Yes, the Queen, who has now since passed on. And Jeffrey Epstein ensnared Prince Andrew, one of her boys. His target was obviously to blackmail the Queen. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. The thing is that Her Majesty, I think that Her Majesty's biggest mistake that she ever made was marrying Prince Philip. I think that that was a bad move on her part. Because he had so many skeletons rattling around in his closet, even when he was a young man. You know, you could have had a Halloween party. This is it. It's just, and they bred, and of course his children were going to come out exactly like him. But Prince Philip was a demon. He was a really, really, truly evil man. This was who wanted to be reincarnated as a deadly virus so that he would go and kill millions of people all around the world. Remember that quote, Vincent?
Well, let's do this. What?
He said it.
What? Okay.
The queen says these things.
The queen would sign royal documents with the letter W, as in Windsor, which was a name that her family picked. Right? They just picked that out of thin air. What should we call ourselves? Because we can't be known as our real last name. Isn't that correct?
That's Coburg Goethe. That's their real name. That's German, and they were at war with the Germans at the time, World War One. And, you know, the people in Britain were beginning to notice that it was all a big club and they weren't in it. And that their sons were getting sent to die for basically nothing. You know, because one branch of the family had an argument with another branch of the family. Come on, really? And because of that, how many millions of people died? My own grandfather was in the Battle of the Somme. You know, and I don't know if I mentioned this before in class, but my grandfather had quite an interesting history. He was so traumatized at the Battle of the Somme that he would put his revolver up to one of his digits and pull the trigger and blow one of his fingers off, or his thumb off. He'd pick his thumb or his finger up out of the mud and head off to the field hospital and get it reattached. That's what he did. It was so traumatizing for him. And, you know, he was from a family with a little bit of coin. And so instead of just reattaching it, they reattached it with a silver joint in the finger so that he could still move his fingers. But he, by the end of the war, he had 10 silver joints in each one of his fingers and thumbs. He was utterly, utterly, utterly traumatized. And to have it so that, you know, it was basically infighting among the Saxe-Coburg Goethe to see who was going to be the dominant branch of the family, as far as I can figure out, you know. Is it going to be the Saxe-Coburg Goethe who live in England who are going to run the show, or is it going to be the ones in Germany? And ultimately the ones in England won, and they made the ones in Germany pay, literally, millions and millions of pounds back in that day, which would be billions of, you know, billions of pounds or dollars or whatever it is now, and utterly impoverished the whole country, which opened the way for Little Mustache Man to go and do his thing a generation later. You know? And it's for just a bit of a tiff between two branches of the same family. Come on, really? It's just utterly ridiculous. And that's why they changed their name to Windsor. And it's a lie. They're not Windsors. I think they might have even wiped out the real Windsors and stolen their name. But they're not Windsors. Their real surname is Saxe-Coburg Goethe. And they are the direct descendants. Prince Charles is the direct descendant along the oldest male line of Vlad Dracul, the original Count Dracula. You know, people need to, I know we keep saying this, but people need to keep them being reminded of this, that these are really, really evil people, and they don't have your best interests at heart. And as George Plowin said, it's all a big club and you ain't in it. You know, and I explain this to people that, you know, five generations ago, my family were City of London bankers. And they were really horrible to their own family. They, you know, my ancestor served as an officer in the British Army in India. And he came back to England with an Indian bride, Anglo-Indian bride. And he'd married this Indian woman from India. And they were very much in love. But his family didn't want to have anything to do with her. And that's why he ended up seeking a military commission to Australia, was granted a military commission to Australia, and emigrated here to Australia in about 1876. Or thereabout. And the phrase that comes down through the family is that it was better, that the climate was better for his wife. And that could be taken a number of ways, but that's what these people are like. They're the most horrible, racist, narcissistic, psychopathic people that you could ever possibly meet on the face of God's earth. They don't give a dang about you. You have got to look after you, because they are not interested 1 ounce in looking after you. And they actually wouldn't even mind if you dropped dead. And that's not my opinion. I think that everybody out there has got to live and has got to make plans for their own future and prosperity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite.
Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've heard Gwyneth Isaacs mention the Battle of the Somme and her family's involvement in it. It was in 1916. It raged on from July to November. 1916, 5 months. And it was began as an Allied offensive against the German forces. I mean, this is World War One, near the Somme River. And it's spelled S-O-M-M-E, Somme, S-O-M-M-E, river in France. It was an extremely deadly battle. 19,000 soldiers were killed, 19,000. On the first day. Over the five-month period, more than 3 million, if you add up both sides, 3 million soldiers were involved. And more than 1 million were killed or wounded. It was one of the most violent, deadly, costly battles ever, the Battle of the Somme, S-O-M-M-E. And I've seen some of the results firsthand of World War One. My grandfather was in World War One, and he told me firsthand some of the things that he experienced: trench warfare, being gassed, the Germans using poisonous gas to kill. Germans were really good at finding efficient ways of murdering people. That's what I look at war as, murder. It's premeditated. Someone decides to be the aggressor. Premeditated murder. And that's my opinion. Now, some people would say, no, that's just war. Okay, so what does war do? Well, war is about taking other people's property and other people's possessions and other people's minerals and oil and etc. That's what war is about. Stealing. Kind of like what Joe Biden does with other people's work. Kind of like that, but on a more grand scale. So my grandfather told me that the Germans gassed the Allies. My grandfather was on the American side in World War One, and the wind shifted. It blew back and killed the Germans with their own gas. My grandfather, from World War One to his dying day, couldn't speak with more than a whisper because his vocal cords were destroyed by the Germans with their outrageous tactics of war and weapons of war. And I'm going to say something that I've never said before, but I'm going to paraphrase J. Robert Oppenheimer when he was able to build the two atomic bombs that were dropped on Japan. And he said something like, it's too bad we didn't have this ready in time for Germany. And what he meant was, he would have liked to drop them on Germany. Both those two countries, Japan and Germany, declared war on the United States of America and the Allies, of which Australia and Canada were allies with us. And what's happened since? Well, we buy their products. We buy Japanese electronics. Now it's more Chinese. But you remember the names Panasonic, Sony. Remember those names, right? Remember the names of like BMW, Mercedes. Class, I have a photograph album. These are photographs. These are not some prints in a book. These are not pages in the book. These are real one-of-a-kind photographs that I bought many, many decades ago. And these are fairly large, like 5x7 or larger photographs, maybe a little larger than that, of the German war machine. Now, I have a photograph of the entrance to the Mercedes-Benz factory. On one side of this brick entrance, grand entrance, is the Mercedes Chicken Foot logo. You know what I'm talking about. The round logo. On the other side of the entrance, equal in size, is the swastika. In this series of photographs, I have a picture of the main office. And there's a picture of a guy with a mustache. You know what I'm talking about. Mercedes-Benz and BMW were part of the war machine that cost Americans a lot of lives. And everybody in World War II was scarred. Everybody. Nobody escaped being scarred from World War II. The atrocities of the Japanese and the Germans.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.